For much of the day today, it looked like the stock market was doing well, but that changed quickly when it became clear that there was more bad news from the housing industry. A big lender, American Home Mortgage Investment, indicated that it's running low on cash and has hired an advisor to evaluate its options. That is never a good sign. The company's stock collapsed, and the rally that had been underway on Wall Street lost all momentum. The Dow closed down 146 points on the day. NPR's Jim Zaroli joins us now from New York. Jim, can you tell us a little bit about American Home Mortgage and what kind of business it's in?
Well, American Home Mortgage is one of those companies that are really a creation of the housing boom. It's not a bank. It's more like a kind of a hybrid lender, a hybrid financial institution. What it does is it originates loans, which means you can go to them and they'll give you a mortgage, but then they'll take your mortgage and they'll sell the debt to investors. American Home Mortgage also invests in mortgages itself. It has been a very successful company. The CEO, Michael Strauss, has been lauded as a visionary, and the company's really grown by leaps and bounds, at least until this year.
We've heard so much about the collapse of the subprime mortgage market this year. Is American Home Mortgage involved in that kind of lending?
Not exactly. Subprime loans are for people who have very weak credit histories and maybe couldn't have even gotten a mortgage 20 years ago or so. American Home Mortgage specialized in a different kind of loan that wasn't exactly subprime but wasn't prime either. It did a lot of interest-only loans. A lot of them have adjustable rate mortgages. A lot of them were for people who didn't want to document their income. A lot of people who speculated in real estate, that kind of person.
So how did the company get into all this trouble?
Well, it's just been swept up in the general malaise that has hit the mortgage business recently. Interest rates rose. There's been a big increase in defaults and delinquencies. So a lot of the banks and the mutual funds that have been buying mortgage-backed securities, which have helped lead to the housing boom, have gotten cold feet. So companies like American Home Mortgage have seen their credit cut off. It's said recently that it was starting to get a lot of margin calls, which means it had to pay off its creditors. It didn't have the money. This month, it laid off several hundred people at its headquarters in Long Island. Then today, the company basically said it can't fund any more home loans, and it's looking for a way to pay off its lenders.
How big is the company, and what happens to the company now?
It is considered the 10th biggest mortgage lender in the country. The first 6 months of this year, it issued about $34 billion worth of mortgages. The company says it's hired some advisors. It's looking at its options. But it has to pay off its creditors. It says it's going to do that in an orderly way, but it's pretty safe bet they're going to lose some money. Some of the analysts I've talked to today say that it's almost inevitable that the company's going to have to declare bankruptcy.
Jim, the news about American Home Mortgage seemed to send the stock market down very quickly. Is this a sign of just how skittish investors are about the housing market right now?
Yeah, it is. It's the same credit concerns that were hurting the market so much last week. Economy seems to be rebounding, seems to be doing well. We got some very good news about inflation today. Yet a lot of the people who invest in the stock market are just worried. They see these problems in housing. They're worried that lenders are going to stop lending, not just in housing, but in other areas too, which would lead to a credit crunch. And every time there's news like this from American Home Mortgage today, it only makes things worse.
Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome.
That was NPR's Jim Zaroli speaking to us from New York.